On Tuesday, I was heading out for my kind of a short vacation, and I needed to stop for lunch. Now, don't forgive, I did go to McDonald's for lunch on my way, and I had this unreal, just a cool experience. You know, it was a little windy. I'm offering, you know, telling the menu parts that I wanted. I came through and I park at the first window to pay. And then I'm just waiting there. This wasn't happening. And, you know, it's McDonald's, so it's like 3 minutes. I mean, it's not that bad. And I'm getting a little, I wouldn't say tick, but just, you know, I wonder what's going on here. And then this car, this gal passed me in the McDonald's line and go to the second window, right? And of course, again, it's my vacation, so it's not like I really need there because something was really bad going on. But I was looking at, I could see her face in her little mirror. Oh, I just stared her down. I mean, have my sunglasses and she's getting her lunch. And then I see there's a nice Happy Meal coming through, and I'm like, that's awesome. That's a cool thing. And I kind of settled down. And again, I wasn't crazy, but why'd you do that? And then I see she's still there getting another lunch. I'm like, what is going on? And I pull up then, she's gone. And then I get my lunch, and I was paying for it. And she said, actually, that girl just paid for your lunch. I said, really? That kind of makes my day and awesome. And boy, I'm a jerk. And then I was thinking, that's unbelievable. Like, you know how our culture goes, they kind of go forward, give something forward. That's what she did. And the teller said, yeah, she said it's Valentine's Day. She wanted to give you a gift. I'm like, that's awesome. Praise God. Today we listen to Leviticus. It's one of the most challenging books we have in the Bible. It's very important. It's of the Levites, the priests. They're talking about the laws, the animals, the worship, the sacrificing. But we listen to the line in the whole book, in my mind, is the coolest part. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That gal loved her neighbor. She didn't know who I was. She didn't know who I was at all. But she loved her neighbor. And then Jesus, we're listening to today how he said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Us today, in the next chapter, a couple chapters in the same Sermon on the Mount, this is what Jesus said and quoted Leviticus. So whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. That is the golden law. Is it not? First, think about how God gives us everything and how much He loves us. He just doesn't give love. He is love. Everything we need, our forgiveness, our mercy, compassion, the gifts that He has. Think about our house, if you have a vehicle, our food, we're having breakfast today. And then think about how He has called us to do the same to others, to our neighbor. Just take some time and really test yourself, and me too. When you think about looking in the mirror, thinking about, man, that person just ticks me off. They are obnoxious, I can't stand it, and I'm going to tell my X, Y, and Z to talk about this person, to gossip about them. Or to think about, this is going crazy, and I don't like it at all, and I'll go out against it. I'll fight against it. Think about our country, of the violence there is. And Jesus just said today, to love the enemies. Why? That is hard, yes, but He says, love the enemies, love your enemies. God gives us everything, and He said Himself, in the second reading, in the First Corinthians, God puts the reign over the good and the bad, the just and the unjust. So how are those times that just is tough And instead of being the neighbor, they're the person that we go against. We judge. We gossip against them. We talk behind their back. We do whatever it is. But we are the neighbor of God. So how do we share that to another? I love, too, the responsorial psalm today. The Lord is kind and merciful. Or again with St. Paul, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Grow in not playing the tic-tac, the take the eye of the other eye. You know, go against the tooth of against another's tooth. What is it that it is? And just pray about that. Bring that to God. How am I supposed to help that neighbor? I mean, what did that gal just think when, if I was just staring down in her mirror with my glasses, sunglasses, think, God, I'm going to pray that person today. What are the ways you can do that, you can do that, and that I can do that? So please, today, go to Mass as we are. Think about this week. Who are the people we can pray and serve them to put what needs to go forward?